A place of pleasure. The Bible says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 16:11. My visits to heaven have shown me the truth of this verse. Heaven is a place of eternal pleasure. The Lord delights in pleasing His children. He wants us to be happy. On March 29, I was with the Lord from 6:40 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. My body shook for 25 minutes that morning. Then I heard the Lord's voice and saw His presence. He took my hand, and I saw my transformed body walking along the beach with Him. We walked along the shore for a few minutes, and then we went up to heaven. We changed our garments in the white building, as usual. Then we walked over the Golden Bridge, along a wide road that we had not been on before. It led to a very barren area where there were no grasses, trees, or mountains. The whole scene was white, as if we had entered an Arctic wasteland. We continued walking until we reached the end of the road. A huge river appeared in front of us, and I noticed mountains on both sides of the water. The one on the right was extremely high. We walked very close to the river, where the soil was like gravel. Tiny pebbles clicked under our feet as we walked. The river was filled with small boats. I had seen similar scenes on Earth, bodies of water where people went to fish, swim, water ski, and simply to enjoy boating.
"Would you like to ride in one of the boats?"
the Lord asked. "Yes," I eagerly responded. "I'd love to." We climbed into one of the small boats, and the Lord paddled with His hand. He took us a good way out. When I looked over the edge of the boat, I saw a multitude of different colored fish frolicking in the water. My gaze was fixed on the uncommonly clear water. I could see into its depths so vividly. It was like the clearest crystal I'd ever seen. The fish, as usual, caused me to begin laughing. They were amazingly bright and beautiful fish. They looked like the large decorative fish that people on Earth use in their backyard ponds.
"These, my daughter, are for pleasure. Like you, I love to watch the fish swim around in the water."
It was so peaceful and serene on the quiet water. As I looked around, I felt as if we were sitting atop a giant looking glass. We left the boat and walked along the same road we had taken to get to the lake. Then we turned onto a narrow mountain trail. The magnificent vista at the end of the path revealed a lush, low valley that was filled with tall grass. A narrow stream wound its way through the wide open pastureland. I saw something moving through the wheat-like fields. Then I saw other movement all over the wheat field. The valley was filled with cattle that looked very much like the cows on Earth.
"Write these down, Chunam. I want all my children to know what awaits them in heaven. I know many of my children have questions about heaven. Some of them wonder if there will be food to eat in heaven."
I knew the answer to that question, and a sense of great pleasure filled me as I looked out upon the spectacular vista in front of me. I could scarcely take it all in. We weren't able to stay there long, however. Soon the Lord took me back to the white building, where we changed our clothing and then went to the pond. I began to sing for joy. Then I sat next to the Lord.
"Did you enjoy the boat ride, my daughter?"
He asked. "Oh, yes, Lord."
"When I bring my children here, I want them to have pleasure. They can do many of the same things they do on Earth. I want them to be happy. You must remember all the things I showed you and talked about. I do not want you to be confused about anything. That is why I tell you so many important things over and over again and show you the same thing more than once."
We returned to the white building, changed, and went back to the beach on Earth. The Lord seemed to be in a hurry, so we didn't sit and talk this time. He simply hugged me and left. As always, my body stopped shaking as soon as He departed.